The following Fear the Boot bonus episode does not contain any profanity or explicit references. However, it does deal with coarse subject matter that may not be appropriate to be played in front of young children or while at work. Please use discretion when playing this show. Welcome to a Fear the Boot bonus episode that is on a subject that mostly two of us are going to be heckling on while two of us talk about.
Heckling is something very uncommon to Fear the Boot, so you guys are really out of practice with it.
Yeah, all right, so real quick introduction. If you've never listened to a bonus episode before, these episodes, unlike our regular shows, they're not on the subject of role-playing games necessarily. They're not edited. It's just us kind of kicking back and enjoying ourselves. We make these almost more for ourselves than the listeners. So if you've never listened to us before, go check out a regular episode first, then come back and listen to this. So, all right, with me on the mics is me, Dan, Adam's wife, Melina.
Hello.
Adam.
Hi.
And my wife, Carla.
Hello.
This is not a girls and gaming one like we did on episode 10.
Wives of Donuts.
Instead, we are talking about
Anime Central.
Or ASEN, which was a convention last weekend. I guess the bonus episodes, unlike the regulars, we can release in a timely fashion. So
yes, it was May 11th to...
We got back yesterday.
Okay. So this past weekend, Anime Central in Chicago, go.
Melina, go.
All right. So before we even got there...
Whoa. Describe what it is first.
Okay. ASEN is a convention much like Archon or any other convention you sci-fi geeks might go to, except it focuses on solely anime, Japanese animation. Is that a good enough description for you?
Sure. Right, well, it's pretty much an Asian culture as well.
So is manga included in this? Because I was just asking if it was, what's the difference between the two? And
manga is the comic book form of the actual
Melina
animation.
Told me earlier.
It's the kind of place where a man like me who prefers now and laters to the culturally popular
Pocky. Pocky is an abomination, by the way.
What's
I think it's hyped. Pocky's one of those things that geeks force themselves to like because it's Pocky.
Pocky is a cookie type pastry. It's a long stick dipped in chocolate.
Right.
And they don't taste good, but they're
all good. It's the anime thing.
Exactly. Yeah. And even if you like hard pastry dipped in chocolate, there are any number of incarnations of this from any number of other cultures.
Yes. Because it's Japanese, the Japanese do everything better.
Because cultured people know what Pocky is.
Yes.
Those that are not in the inn have never heard of Pocky. So you can sound intelligent as you like it while Dan eats his cherry now and laters.
Yes.
So
there was this little Asian man running around the video game room passing out.
Did you leg sweep him?
Yes, I roundhouse kicked him in the face. Welcome to America, bitch.
He was in his little tuxedo with a little tray holding with one hand.
Well, he also had cat ears and a tail.
Okay.
What does that tell you?
He had a champagne glass with Pocky in it, and he would come around and bow and say, Pocky, and give you some.
Yeah, you ate that. That was gross.
I just have to pause one moment to say, I'm on the mic with the press pass.
Yeah, you are. Yes. That means you get to go to the front of the beer line, so there's no beer line down here. So
there's plenty
of beer.
The beer
line was the Mexican food.
Well, there's plenty of beer in the fridge, too. Adam's in the mic with the Care Bears.
Yeah, but the beer in the fridge is a lot of pumpkin beer. It didn't come out very good this year.
No, there's Pacifico in there, too. Pacifico. I thought it was Pacifica, but it's masculine.
Okay.
It's a masculine beer.
It's a beer with balls. All right, so getting back to ASEN. All right, so what are some of these great ASEN stories? We actually heard one here, a guy in a tuxedo with cat ears and a tail.
Oh, that wasn't even a great story.
Was it?
Can I say names on here? Was it someone that we know?
No, just random
cosplayer.
No, I know who you're about to suggest, and no, it was not him.
Well, someone got their foot severed in the elevator.
Oh my God.
I didn't even know that could happen.
Someone
almost lost a foot.
Me and Becky were getting onto an elevator, and the door was kind of closing, and I jumped in kind of to get my body in there to stop the elevator from closing, and the people inside freaked out, and they were like, no, get in. And I'm like, what? What's going on? They're like, the sensors on the dorms are messed up. Someone almost got their foot completely severed yesterday.
They shut down two of the four elevators,
and we later found out that that's why all the ambulances were there.
Oh, man. As someone who regular body blocks elevators to let people get on,
I'm rethinking that strategy.
We joke around about it at work all the time. It's like, oh, you almost sacrificed your arm to let so-and-so on the elevator. It's like, whew. You know, it's just
man, all those instances in sci-fi games where people are like rushing as fast as they can to get beneath the closing bulkhead have suddenly become more real.
Yes.
The only thing like that I can think of is that an Archon many years ago, this would have been before...
When it was still at the Henry VIII?
No, this was one of the early years at its new location, but I believe where you guys would have gone. At the Holiday Inn, the elevator started to give. And like, oh, I'm serious, you'd get on the elevators and the elevators would start to free fall. Like, oh, and people were panicking. I mean,
that's awesome.
You want to see panic? Get on board an elevator before the doors are even closed. Doors are still wide open. The elevator falls about 2 or 3 feet, and the panic to get off that elevator I have that never seen.
Awesome. I would actually be on the stairs with my 8-inch platform boots.
It actually happened once at Edward Jones. One of the elevators free fall for just for a few inches, oh, but we got on for breakfast as me and this other woman. We get on there, and like the doors just kind of. They closed a little funny, and we're like, oh, whatever. And then the elevator, you know, went to the floor, it stopped, and all of a sudden it dropped. And I was on the elevator with two girls. One girl was like, wah! She screamed really loud. And we only felt like 2 inches, but man, you couldn't wait to get off the elevator.
I mean, they have brakes and catches. But then again, they also have door. Yeah. Well, they also have door sensors.
Yeah.
So apparently you can't believe any of this.
Yeah. Yes.
Missing foot. Wow.
So that was on Saturday. The big Friday incident was Becky and I were in the room getting ready into our costumes, which takes us about an hour and a half.
Like,
if you've seen the pictures, there's very little material, but it takes a while to get into.
And this was your Tokyo Mew Mew.
Tokyo Mew Mew. Let's not talk about that.
They had to sew themselves into it.
Yeah, so we had our like little corset tops on, and we had the skirts on, and we had the pantyhose all pinned up, and it wasn't pretty. And just then we hear,
there's whoop, nothing pretty about whoop, pantyhose.
Whoop, exit the building. There is an emergency. And like in each room, the alarm is like blaring loud. We look out the door and people are like 15,000 people evacuating the con.
Oh my God.
So we're half naked, half dressed in our costumes, and we are herded like cattle out into the middle of the Chicago streets.
It was great. All the people at balconies who were overlooking this were up there waving
weren't doing anything.
I can tell you did not go to the high school I went to because the fire alarm got pulled so many times. When I hear a fire alarm, I don't even get up anymore.
Yeah, no kidding.
Smoke is not pouring through a doorway, I assume it's a false alarm.
Sit there. I'm sitting in one of the video rooms and the alarm goes off. We have to exit. There's a fire. This is a convention where the average age is 16.
Yeah.
There is no goddamn fire. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. Some little kid named John or Bill or Biff.
Or Chad.
Who calls himself Yoshi just yanked the fire alarm.
Yoshi.
And that's all that's happening here.
Someone needs to remove his tail.
I'll assume that is what happened. This was a complete false alarm.
Yeah, there was nothing.
Yeah, it was someone.
After 20 minutes of standing outside the cold Chicago weather,
someone left their pocky in the oven for 2 days.
No, while they were bitching at us to get farther down the sidewalk, we could see the police letting people back in the building. So, yeah, that was ridiculous.
Do you guys have incidents like every? Is this the second time you've gone?
This is my sixth time.
Oh, your sixth time. Yeah. Has there been something every year that's happened that,
you know,
this?
Not really. This year was kind of craptastic.
It was a lot of...
It's a great word.
If I were to separate the convention into two different categories, the first one being like the meta convention, getting tickets, going to panels, the lines blew on both of those, and it was just a nightmare, but the content was good.
Right. We paid extra money to have our badges sent to us in the mail. And then they screwed up and sent all the ASIN badges out bulk mail, so no one got them.
They send us an email, and they're like, if you pay $5 extra,
we can reprint your badge for you. So we wait 2 hours in this registration line, and we get there, and they're like, okay, that'll be $5 per badge. And I'm like, okay, how about I pay you $3.50, and I minus the mailing fee that we paid for the badges we never got. And the guy kind of gave the girl a look, and they handed us waivers, and we're like, okay, we'll waive the fee for you if you promise not to sue us. We're like, okay.
Excellent.
But like, and then, you know, people get behind us in line, and they just don't say anything. They just pay it. So
this is why Illinois isn't a carry state.
Yes, that is precisely correct. It was awful.
I think I'm going to have to go to one of these, even though I'm not that big of an anime fan. I mean, there's a couple things in anime I found I like, but even though I'm not that big of a fan, I've got to go to one of these some year just for the experience.
People watching, and let me, I will start to tell you about my Saturday night.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure it's, come on, Dan, be honest. It's the big boobs.
No,
lack
no.
of clothing.
There's too no young. Boobs. There's no big boobs.
Yeah, there's. Oh, that's right. They're all 15. And yeah, 16. Yes,
these are 15 now. If you're in a 16,
they're all in short skirts though, because they haven't gotten to that 16 year old age where
they haven't gotten cellulite yet.
If you're in a 16 year old, if you're in a 16 year old Riku's, then this is a great place to be.
I was there. So, the Fear the Boot listeners will love to know what I did on my Saturday. We attended a panel on furries.
This is so beautiful.
From the audience, we sat in the back row, and literally everyone we could see sitting the back of their heads had either bunny ears, cat ears, or fox ears on.
Was there anybody dressed in full furry?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
There are a couple full furries, and I have pictures.
Nice.
It's going to be good. Prior to this furry panel that we attended,
I'm so excited.
I took a video where I interviewed four furries.
And then, full furry?
No, they were only like half furries. Right, and that was part of my question,
and
too.
Is this interview, let's get to the question the people want to know, is this interview ready to be posted in the show notes of this bonus episode?
I will finish it tonight if...
I will make him finish it.
Okay, well, we can release this whenever we want. Yes. So you've got time.
Yeah, I got time.
But I want to put, if this show is up and you are listening to it, that means in the show notes for this episode... there is a link to a video of Adam interviewing the furries.
The yes. name of the video is A Short History of ASIN, or ASIN 2007, A Short History.
It is priceless.
Yes.
I can't. I've not seen this either, and I cannot wait to see
it. Watch it first, and then you'll be like, we need to post this now.
I am so pumped up.
So that was the highlight of my
furry interview went well. The furry panel went well.
No, we left the furry panel.
What does one talk about in a furry panel?
Actually, the chick was pretty cool, other than the furry part.
She calls herself the Nubian Kitten, and she claims to be a furry expert, and she said she'd been a furry for
Nubian?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not nubile, but Nubian.
Nubian.
Is she a black woman?
Yeah, she is.
Oh, okay. All right, there you go, then.
She's a Nubian black woman. That makes perfect sense. Full white furry.
She's been a furry
cat.
For 6 years, I think. She's been doing furry panels for 5 years.
At one point during the panel... like, she hits the microphone, and then she realizes it's on, and she picks it up, and she starts beatboxing. I got a video
just for
on
no
it.
Reason.
It's really good.
Is this in your short history?
It will be.
It damn well better be.
It was the best part of the battle.
I got to hear the Nubian Kitten break it down and bring it back.
And then, what killed me about this was there was, like, this upper echelon, like, the high-class snob furry.
So there's strata within the furry culture?
Yes, she was like, oh, I don't like all these kids, and I'm a furry, yiff, yiff, yiff.
Furry. Oh, I can't stand those kids.
Wait, all right, hold on. This is
furry elitism.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Well, I've gotta think this through. Within the world, there are cultures. Within cultures, there are subcultures.
Yes.
Within cultures, there might even be sub-subcultures. And I would put furries as a sub-subculture.
Of awful.
Down beneath the anime, emo, I don't know what. But I'd find something to lump it under that'd probably offend somebody. So, but you're saying that within this... it breaks down even further.
Yes.
Into
an upper class and a lower class.
I mean, this is like you buy a 50-pound bag of sand for your kid's sandbox and you sort it.
Yes.
Can you, what are these? I mean, like if somebody said I'm sorting sand, my first question would be, on what criteria? So that's my question for you.
She seemed very condescending. Apparently, there are conventions dedicated to only furries.
Yes.
Okay. And I can't remember what she called it. Fur con or something like that, but she apparently said she hates
CSI
it.
About this,
she hates it when she's a guest at these conventions and she sees all these little kids running around saying, "I'm a furry," because they're not real furries. She's a real furry.
Real furries don't talk about being furry.
They just know they know their identity.
First rules of furryism.
Nobody talks about furryism. You know what this sounds
like?
So when
I'm standing there as a full dress as a full wolf, you're supposed to treat me. Totally dead man.
You know what this sounds like? That right there. But you know what this sounds like is years ago, Mike sent me a link to a vampire forum. And by vampire, I don't mean Vampire the Masquerade, okay? I don't mean people that like vampires. I don't mean people that talk about vampires. I don't even mean goth kids or emo kids. I mean, these are people ranging from 15 to 50 who believe in their heart of hearts that they're vampires. Okay, and let me explain this just to make sure you guys understand the full impact of what I'm saying. I don't mean these are people that sleep in coffins and drink blood. I mean these are people who think they are Bram Stoker's Anne Rice's. They think that what you roll up out of the Vampire Masquerade book is what they are.
Yes.
They are convinced they have supernatural powers and can do all these ridiculous things.
That sunlight hurts
and
them.
They and they talk about this kind of thing, about how...
Well, real members of the craft.
We're the real vampires.
Yes.
And all the ones out there who are running around, all those little goth kids.
Those posers.
Those posers, they aren't the real thing. Now, here's the great irony of this whole thing.
Yeah, they're all idiots.
Well, okay, that's all right. Here's the second great irony of the whole thing.
We apologize if we have any real vampires listening to this right now.
Yes.
But here's the second great irony of the real whole the whole thing, which is that if you say, well, the real ones are the ones that don't talk about it. Does anyone see right there the circular logic,
yes.
The self-defeating logic?
Yes.
That, what have you just done? You've just talked about it. So when the Nubian kitten stands up there and beatboxes about being a furry.
We left.
And then says that the issue is that the other furries talk about being furries, but she's doing a panel on being a furry?
We left. I couldn't take it.
Am I the only one that can do this mental math? I mean, yes. What is going on?
I was in such a hurry to get out of there. I left my Tokyo Mew Mew Strubbabel heart wand. She's like,
did you get it back?
Yeah. She was okay. Like, oh, you left me a little present there. And Phil, I could hear Phil going, Melina, and chasing after me with the
straw. Oh, you left me a little present there. Yeah, I did. I got to go wipe. I'll be right back.
Oh. So
nasty.
After the furry panel, Saturday night, do you want to tell them about the Saturday night? Or
is this... my God.
I guess that's a yes.
So there's usually a dance, an ASIN dance on Saturday night called the Soap Bubble. And it's you know.
All right, stop. Soap Bubble?
Well, the theme of ASIN, the first year that we went, the theme was... Got soap.
It's always the underlying
always
theme is always
some
got
sort
soap.
Of soap themed.
Because
people stink at conventions.
Okay, I understand.
It's
yeah.
I'm on the first
actually,
thing. I completely agree.
Honestly, Archon does the same thing.
Archon needs to do it more. Completely
yeah,
agree.
They do. If you look in the book, there's always something about soap and soap keeps the Cthulhu's
well,
away.
Well, actually, hey, yeah.
No wonder there's so many there.
Yeah.
Okay, first thing that about this con is making, I perfectly understand, have no disagreements.
Yes.
Brilliant.
And that's always the logo on the shirt.
Okay, so Soap Bubble Dance, please continue.
Well, there was a Friday night dance that we went to, and we walked in and literally just walked out because
it
was
so
heady
muggy.
In there.
It was like we
could cut it
with the air away to get out.
Did you have frizz?
Yes.
It just, no, it was so stinky. It was like.
It was just wet.
A million.
The room was wet.
Ew.
So we left. And it was like 14-year-old wet, too.
It was disgusting. So the soap bubble on Saturday night.
So the soap bubble on Saturday night.
There was a line like.
There was like a 2-hour line to get in.
This line went on for like, you know, till 2 o'clock in the morning. And if you went in and then had to leave to go to the bathroom, you'd have to get back in line.
Oh, yeah.
And
no
it would
way.
Take like
it's because they've sold 15,000 tickets to a convention that hasn't grown
See,
in size.
Well,
I was just
saying,
it's like when Dan's trying to log on to WoW.
Well, and all this guarantees is when it's a 2-hour line. And if you have to pee, you can't stay in line. All this guarantees is by the time you reach the door, there are no more girls or anyone over 21.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because anyone who's either female and can't hold it, which is pretty much all females,
yes.
Or anyone who's old enough to drink and therefore can't
left.
Hold it, is long gone from this yes. line.
Well, so to combat this, I started drinking heavy amounts of Bud Light. After I drank heavy amounts of Bud Light, then I was feeling nice and frisky. Normally, when I walk about the con, I look down at these middle teen people with this jealous angst. And I try not to talk to them, but not when I'm ripped. Oh, man. I'm shouting to people and waving to people.
He was running around. Since we couldn't get into the dance, he was trying to find ways to entertain me and Becky while Phil was in the hentai room.
So. Wait. Stop.
Oh, break. We'll tell you the hentai panel story in a second.
All right. Oh. All right. You damn well better come
back. Oh, and I'll come back to it.
You better come back because it's like I'm
Make
going.
A list.
It's like I'm going through my claws. It's like junk, junk, junk.
Gold.
Double headed eagle. Wait a minute. All right. We'll come back to hentai. Continue your story.
So Phil's in the hentai panel. Adam's trying to keep us entertained. And He's running around like the lobby of the hotel where people are just hanging out, yelling, "Has anyone seen Hard Gay?" at the top of his lungs.
So in Japan, there's this phenomenon called Hard Gay. Go to YouTube. Stop this episode. Go to YouTube. Type in Hard Gay. Watch the first 5-6 videos.
All right, now,
you will completely understand this.
Is this H-A-R-D-G-A-Y?
Yes.
Two words.
Hard space gay.
Yes.
And what this is, hard space gay is.
All right, hold on. Is this okay? Yeah, explain this. I don't want people at work pulling this up. And
Yeah. You probably don't want to pull this up at work.
Yeah.
It is a man who is dressed. It's an Asian man who is dressed all in tight, shiny leather. And he has a rose over his crotch.
Really short black leather, patent leather shorts.
Yeah, like S&M type leather.
Like an S&M biker, like a cute little biker hat, black sunglasses.
Oh, look at your little hats.
Yeah, look at your little hats.
Very, very gay.
His signature move is he points to the sky, goes, "Oh," and air humps. He is a family icon.
He will do this like to little kids. There'll be little kids running around the streets of Japan, and he'll go up and start pelvic thrusting in front of them, and the parents will just
"Oh!" In the first page of videos, when you look up Hard Gay, you will find Hard Gay cooks with children.
Oh,
he is a family accepted icon.
My.
They do everything better in Japan.
Yes, they do, and it's friggin' hilarious. So, wandering around the hotel. Who do I see? Hard Gay is cosplayed by some guy, and he is air humping. So
and
we take
a picture.
He looks
great. He looks just like Hard Gay.
Yeah. So we take a picture, and then he goes away. And then I don't know, maybe an hour or so later, I'm standing around like, man, why do I not have a picture of me air humping Hard Gay? Off we go. It was the great Hard Gay hump, and so I am in the middle of the lobby. Who has seen Hard
All
Gay?
Right. See, now in my mind, the one and only anime issue, the only anime controversy I will come down on is in Atifa versus Eris. I'm definitely a Tifa man.
We're back again
now,
to Tifa.
If we walk through a convention and I point at a girl and say, wow, you look just like Tifa, this is a great compliment, okay? Now, depending on her age, this may or may not get the police summoned, but nonetheless, this is a great compliment.
Yes.
As opposed, when I'm walking through a convention, I point at someone and say, you look exactly like Hard Gay.
He was perfect.
So awesome. People are saying, yeah, we saw him. He's over that way. And we're literally like on a wild goose chase, like a scavenger hunt for Hard Gay around the convention.
And it was like maybe, I don't know, half an hour later that we finally found him. And it was perfect.
All right. Now, to give you guys some context on what it's like when Adam drinks at a convention. When we were at Archon, we were sitting around. There's this room at Archon, unlike a lot of the other cons we've been to, like Gen Con. They have a free beer line where you get as much free beer as you want. The price of this beer is built into your ticket. And so Adams had copious amounts of Bud Light because the press pass means he can skip the line and drink it as fast as he wants.
And it was a long line, too.
It was a long line.
Abuse of the press pass.
And right outside of this room is a row of glass windows. And there's a courtyard in the middle of this hotel where you can sit. And so we're sitting there with this beautiful place to people watch because we can see the beer room on one side. And on the other side is this courtyard where people are congregating.
Everybody's out there smoking.
And all of a sudden, I hear Adam yell. And I mean yell absolutely at the top of his lungs. Holy crap, you have the absolute biggest breasts I have ever seen. Yes, you. Massive breasts. Yes, you. Right there. You, sir. I am talking to you.
That was awesome.
And at this point, I'm like, oh, no. Either this guy's going to have a sense of humor, or Adam is about to be killed between a pair of bitch tits. And fortunately, this guy actually had a sense of humor about it.
I love that. That guy comes to Archon every year.
Dan actually got up and moved away from Adam.
It's like, because if this is going to be like Hook and this guy just raises his legs and rolls, I'm not going to be able to stop him.
All right. I love
is there anything more on Hard Gear? Because
I have nothing more on Hard Gear.
There's this great bookmark in my mind.
Yes.
Phil in the hentai room.
They pelvic thrusted each other. I got a picture of it, and that was that.
Yes. All right, Phil in the hentai room.
So
we go to a panel called Hentai Wars. And
Hentai Wars.
Why does this not surprise me that it was Phil in that
room?
There
are certain things in life that should not fight.
Do we need to explain what hentai is, or does everybody pretty much know?
All right, for anyone who doesn't know, hentai is Japanese animated pornography.
Yes.
Usually very bizarre. Yeah. We're
graphic,
not talking
bizarre.
Like, yeah, we're not talking like boobies. we're talking like
tentacles,
women with penis.
Yeah, we're talking things that should not be.
Yes,
things that were not created for a reason.
Yes,
that come out in cartoon form.
Well, okay. The Asians dream big.
So we go to Hentai Wars, and basically what it is they're showing hentai anime music videos.
Competing hentai anime music videos. And the guys who are doing it are all drunk, and they keep talking, and it sounds just like me when I get drunk. And they're really loud and obnoxious and got that boisterous loud thing, and I'm like, man, I hope I don't sound like that when I'm drunk, but I know I do. So we were there for maybe 15 minutes, and it's just dragging on into infinity, and finally they're like, okay, it's time for the contest. And I'm like, this could be really good or really dumb. I was not disappointed.
I'm
the contest, a 5.5 minute clip of hentai with no sound. They pull up a man, they pull up a woman, and they give them both microphones. And they say, may the best person win. And so, you know that it has to be weird.
Wow.
The story, the man is a music teacher and uses various instruments.
He takes like the xylophone drums and he like beats her stomach with it and then uses it for various other purposes. He takes cymbals and clashes her boobs with
the guy is like grunting and making these noises. And the girl's just moaning and almost falls over. She's laughing so hard.
Oh my God.
It was brilliant. I wish I could have taken a video, but you can't take video cameras.
Yeah. Yelled
at I don't think I could post this one anyway.
It doesn't matter, but it was good. It was probably the most clever thing I think I've ever seen.
Episode, I'm probably going to have to put some kind of warning
Probably. So we lost Phil to the hentai rooms basically for the rest of the evening. And,
yes.
And we pretty much just drank and searched around for... Should we tell them what else we searched around for? Because they're going to see...
Gorilla?
They're going to see your video by the time this is out.
Yes.
So we went on a furry hunt.
Yes.
And
for a particular furry?
No, actually, I went to the lobby again and I started yelling, who has seen full body furries? And I tried to get my picture with every single one I could find. I got like 6 of them.
You know this just means more furry porn's coming your way.
That's fine. It's funny.
Again.
It was in the name of science.
Well, it keeps coming because the new people will listen to the podcast. Mm. Once they get to that point, he gets more furry porn.
It's true.
Adam is a professional furologist.
I still want to know what they talk about in a furry panel, though. Like, do they stand up there and say, hi, my name's so-and-so, I've been a furry for this many years.
I mean, basically, that's what she did. She gave her street cred to start. I've been furrying for 10 years now.
It's like a 12-step program.
Well, say, if you're, I guess Carl's got a point that if you've got a panel, I'm assuming you've got somewhere
something
between,
to say.
Well, you've got 45 minutes to an hour to fill. You've got to say something. It's not a podcast, so you can't fill it with bumpers. You've got to go somewhere with it.
I don't know what she said, but it was just bad.
She was too busy beatboxing.
I wish she would have done that for an hour. I would have stayed.
Started your own little soap bubble right there.
Yeah, no kidding. What else happened?
That's pretty much it. Becky and my costumes went over really well.
You were really naked. I have to keep them around because they increase my street cred.
We were stopped like every 5 seconds for photos. So in that way, like, I love that. So that was kind of like a great thing about the convention, but almost everything else about the convention pretty much sucked.
Okay, if you had to guess, what do you think the median age is there?
17 to 18.
So this is definitely...
It's weird. If you've ever gone to Archon, it's not like Archon. At all.
I mean, I'm 30 and I'm young at Archon.
Yeah. And not even that it's down to age groups from that. There's like a sexual undertone to ASEN that just isn't there at Archon.
Well, that's anime in general. I mean,
no, because it wasn't always like that. This is last year, and we didn't go to the year before, but last year is the year that I first really noticed it. Like, everybody's got their yaoi and their yuri paddles.
I was going to say, because even if you just like, you hop on Google and you just type in anime cosplay.
Yeah.
And you look at the images, Okay, yeah, you get some kind of cool stuff where people do some really neat costumes of characters that are not necessarily slutty or sexual, but a lot of it is, I mean, unquestionably sexual nature. And, you know, like some of the anime that I really like, I have a copy of Grave of the Fireflies upstairs, which is decidedly a completely non-sexual anime. But, you know, thinking through most of the anime I've seen, even if it wasn't explicitly sexual,
there was
it had tons of sexual elements to it.
Yeah, I mean,
even like Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
There's tons of sexual innuendo and undertone to it.
Riku.
Yeah, well, I mean, even look at the
look at the characters.
Well, the first time that in Final Fantasy X that Riku reappears with the party.
Yeah, she's stripping off her clothes.
Yeah, it's this FMV of her coming out soaking wet, undressing.
Yes.
And, you know, very sensually done. So, I mean, it's always there. And so I can't say it surprises me because that's what the culture
I don't know what
is.
Happened in the last couple of years, though. I mean, it's nothing overt. It's nothing that I could actually sit down and say. I get this feeling because of these reasons. It's just something that's there. I don't know.
I don't really get that same feeling. I feel like...
You're out of touch with the common man.
Maybe it's because I'm dressed up half naked at both cons.
Like, yeah, well.
Well, of course, there's
no sexual undertone there.
Yeah, we're dressed up half naked having people take pictures of us. I don't get any sexual undertones.
I get the same amount of sexual undertones. No, I think the only difference I notice is that at ASEN, it's a younger demographic overall, median, if you will. And also at Archon, it's an open drinking party con, and at ASEN, if you have alcohol, it has to be, you know, you have to keep it quiet. You shouldn't really take it out of your room. It's not supposed to be there. ASEN is extremely more guarded, more a higher security presence.
Yeah,
like,
well,
it feels
like
you're in school, basically. And until probably recently, maybe the last year or so, Archon has never been like
that. At Archon, if you have 2 45-year-olds that get in trouble with each other, that's one kind of crime.
Yeah.
If you've got like 16-year-olds getting in trouble, you've got a whole different category of crime there.
Yeah.
So I can understand that.
So was ASEN in downtown Chicago?
No, it's in the suburbs.
It's at the Hyatt O'Hare.
That's good, because, man, the downtown's a zoo.
Yes, it is.
It's right by the airport.
You guys would have never gotten there.
Yeah, I think some of it also just has to do with the type of people attracts, because if you look at Archon, Archon's history, it's become a party con.
Yeah, but it wasn't
its
always
history
that way.
Was a science fiction fantasy con, primarily science fiction. And if you look, I mean, science fiction's been popular since, its biggest time was the 1950s. And so you had a lot of people there where it's like they got their start. They cut their teeth on Forbidden Planet and The Day the Earth Stood Still and stuff like that. And so you had a decidedly older demographic. And whereas with anime, I mean, anime, yeah, it's been around in various forms, be it Robotech or whatever, for quite a while.
I don't know any 40-plus anime fans.
Well, exactly. I mean, anime really hit massively big with Dragon Ball Z, Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon, and even if that's not what everyone's going cosplayed as or whatever, that's still what blew it wide open.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't surprise me that the age is so young. I'd probably make it even more awkward if I went there, because at Archon, I mean, I'm young, maybe down the middle of the age, median age, but it sounds like at this thing, I'd freaking be a geezer. So
well,
yes.
There were some older people. I mean, and by older,
con security.
Well, how old was a Nubian kitty or whatever?
Twenties,
late thirties.
Serious?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, she looked good then.
Well, I mean, she's been yiffing for decades or whatever. Then I mean, she can't be.
I wasn't listening to her. No, she couldn't get past the goddamn yiffing.
I'd say 35.
Huh.
She was a lot older than us.
Now, she was giving a panel though. That's not representative of average con goer.
Yeah. But overall, it was a lot of fun. There were a lot of like negative things, like the fire drill and the gouging and the lines. But I mean, we had a really good time.
That's what it's just the unnecessary fact of cons that it seems
it's inconvenient.
Everything about a con is, quite frankly, is BS.
Yes.
You go there, you pay way too much money, you fight way too many crowds, you stand in way too many lines. Usually the administration of the whole thing is completely disorganized and absolute BS. Occasionally you'll have the idiots to start trouble. Not usually. Usually people at cons are in pretty good moods. But the question is, did you have a good time despite all of those things? And that's how you judge a good con. Because, like, I know going to Gen Con, we're going to have to deal with some nightmares this year. I already have. I mean, already even just trying to get a room and such as we've had to deal with a lot of nightmares. And I will walk away from Gen Con saying it was a good con if I enjoyed myself despite those things. And I guess that's my question to you guys. Is did you guys have a good time at the con despite all the problems that are typical of cons?
I did.
I think the only reason I did was because of our costumes. I think if we would have gone just in normal clothing like I did my first ASEN, I wouldn't have had a good time at all because all this other bullshit that we had to deal with was awful.
What? Can't say the S word, dear. Good job.
Didn't Dan say it?
I'm probably I'm probably have to mark this episode as explicit anyway, just because of the content of it. So
okay, well, all the other bull poop that we had to deal with.
Well, it's too late now.
No, but you know, I really like showing off costumes, and these came out really well. So that's probably the only.
They're gonna
thing.
Wear them again at Archon.
Well, yeah, I'll say if you. It strikes me that if costuming is your hobby, there is no better place to go than an anime convention.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because at a fantasy con or sci-fi con or gaming con, yeah, there are people in costume, but that's not what it's about. Whereas at a anime con, I mean, is the con, is the, you know, the costuming and such. It's a huge part of the culture. So for someone like you and Becky that's really into the costuming, I fully understand why you go to, even if you hated anime, I could see why you would go to these conventions.
Yeah.
Just because that's such a big part of them.
But we got pulled over actually in the, we were in the dealer room, and a girl that was doing interviews for Public Access Channel in Chicago was like, oh, we saw the Mew Mews and we just had to get you guys. So they asked us a bunch of questions and we're going to be aired.
She's
over
like,
there.
Oh, can we get this? No, it's Public Access. Well, why can't we get that? Because we don't live in Chicago.
So anyway... So since our costumes were so well received there, we're probably going to enter the Archon Masquerade under the cosplay category and see what happens.
All right, let's get down to the most important question. Adam, how many Fear the Boot business cards?
Actually, I didn't hand out that many. I gave them to Becky and Melina to hand out because they were in half-naked miniskirt with big busts.
It worked well at Archon, so yes. No reason for it not to work at ASEN.
We put them in Becky's boot because that was really the only place we could put them, and I'm pretty sure we only handed out one or two. We kind of slacked on.
I left some on the gaming tables.
Yeah.
Down in the RPG room.
Okay, all right.
We handed them out to several furries. And
I got a picture with me in this falcon furry where I'm handing in my number. Like,
well, would that be a furry or a feathery?
I don't know
because I actually knew a guy who was not. I'm serious about it. I'm not making this up. It was a guy I gamed with for a while. Who was very specific that he was not a furry, he was a scaly.
You know what?
This guy was very specific.
Yeah, he was. I called him. I was like, I want to get my picture with a furry where I'm handing him this card, like I'm giving you my number.
Right.
And he's like, I'm not a furry. Don't call me a furry. And I'm like, listen, bub, I am a man who can truly appreciate the difference between furry and not furry. Believe me.
And we gave a card to the furries that Adam interviewed that you'll just have to watch the short history of the ASEN.
Yeah, they're like, oh, do you guys talk about furries on here? And I'm like, we sure do.
Oh, do we? All right, so if you are we should extend that. If you are joining us from ASEN, you got us from there. Welcome to Fear the Boot, RPG podcast that does bonus episodes where we go off on everything.
We're really sorry if we misled you, but we needed your picture.
It was for science, right?
Science.
If you are one of those furries, do not under any circumstance watch the A Short History of ASEN 2007 video.
All right, you guys got anything else on this con?
I don't
know. All right, well, then thank you guys for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next bonus episode, which hopefully we won't wait so long to make.
Yes.
See ya.